And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 3rd of September, 2012. It's the birthday of Sally Benson, born in St. Louis, 1900, best known for her novel Meet Me in St. Louis, which was made into a movie musical in 1944, and also wrote many, many stories and sketches for The New Yorker magazine. It's the birthday of the youngest woman ever to get the Booker Prize, Kiran Desai, born in New Delhi in 1971. Came to Columbia University in New York City, did the MFA program there. At the age of 27, her first novel came out, Hullabaloo in the Guava Orchard, got great reviews. But for the next novel, she wanted to do something really wide, sweeping, and ambitious. She got an advance to write this novel and went off to write it. She wrote and she wrote and she wrote. At one point, she had 1,500 pages of notes for it. It was taking her years. The money from the advance was running out. She was impoverished. She moved to a little rented room in Brooklyn with a lot of roommates, then moved to Mexico, where the cost of living was lower. In all, the second novel took her 8 years to do, and it turned out to be a masterpiece, The Inheritance of Loss, published in 2006, won the Booker Prize. She's still an Indian citizen, but she's a permanent resident of this country, lives mostly in New York City. Kiran Desai, who said, "Writing for me means humility. It's a process that involves fear and doubt, especially if you're writing honestly." It's the birthday of Malcolm Gladwell, born Fareham, England, 1963, son of a Jamaican psychotherapist, a British engineering professor, raised in Canada, became a staff writer at the New Yorker magazine in 1996, and got a $1 million advance for his first book, published in 2000, The Tipping Point. Two more bestsellers followed, Blink and Outliers. Malcolm Gladwell, who said, "The hope with Tipping Point was it would help the reader understand that real change was possible. With Blink, I wanted to get people to take the enormous power of their intuition seriously. My wish with Outliers is that it makes us understand how much of a group project success is." And it's the birthday of Sarah Orne Jewett, born 1849, South Berwick, Maine, wrote stories about the ships and fishermen and the coastal villages of 19th century Maine. Best known book is a short novel, The Country of the Pointed Firs. The writings of Sarah Orne Jewett, now considered by many scholars to be very early lesbian literature, heavily focused on female bonds and companionships. And Sarah Orne Jewett lived for most of her adult life with Annie Adams Fields, who was 15 years older. Sarah Orne Jewett, who said, "God would not give us the same talent if what were right for men were wrong for women." Here's a poem for today by Ron Paget, How to Become a Tree in Sweden. I look up ahead and see the trees of Sweden waving at me. Gently they wave their bending heads. The light goes dim above the land, and down below the lights come on, and Swedish people one by one come out to shop and say hello as crisply as a Swedish cracker that fresh out of the package goes snap. And soon the air is full of snaps and schnapps and Weimaraners, and me, my various selves, united for a moment, Swedish, a tree, myself, waving and lost among the others. How to Become a Tree in Sweden by Ron Paget, from You Never Know, published by Coffee House Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, written by Betsy Allister, and produced by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.